Hello, Chatterbox listeners. It's Matthew Gudgeon here, and each month we visit High Ash Farm to enjoy and revel in the Norfolk countryside, and particularly the wildlife that lives there. It's farmed by Chris Skinner, who's been broadcasting about wildlife in Norfolk for many years, more than three decades, in fact. And this month on High Ash Farm, Chris, the dog Rat, and myself will be enjoying the three S's. We'll be meeting a stoat later, looking at spawn of the frog and toad variety. But first, that harbinger of the better weather, who's flown many thousands of miles to be here. The first swallow of spring.
We're back on High Ash Farm, and Chris Skinner has got the broadest grin you'll ever see.
It's from ear to ear, that wide. Matthew, the swallows have arrived. You've arrived in the farmyard, and we've just got one flying above our heads somewhere at great speed. They've made it back, and it's almost like my birthday. I celebrate the arrival of a swallow right above our head.
Over the horse's paddock.
Skimming out, covering a huge distance in a very short amount of time and flying almost between the horse's legs. It was a cool, frosty morning here, first thing. And they had been sleeping in their barn and heading out. There's another, right over the top of the hedge there, just skirting round and flying over the muck heap, which is one of their favourite spots to pick up insects. There's lots of flies on there already, minute little flies, and they're feeding on what I call aerial plankton, tiny little flying insects. They don't perch up to feed. But why I get excited is the building behind us is special for them. It's an old pentile roof. I've converted some of the new stable roofs into double roofs so that they don't get too hot. And I've done a lot of work to help sort of encourage them and make sure they breed successfully. And that's partly why I daren't tell all the ladies here. That's why the horses are here, because that means I can have the pasture. The horses poo on the pasture. That attracts the flies. The flies get eaten by the swallows, and the swallows are my delight. Just simply because of what they do. You almost feel summer's here when they arrive. They arrived on Tuesday, so just a few days ago, just one solitary one at 12:35. Wrote it in the diary. It's 2 days earlier than last year, which was 2 days earlier than the previous year. So there seems to be a tendency for them to arrive a little bit earlier.
We have had an extraordinary run of very bright sunny days, haven't
yes.
we?
Yes, although the wind's been in the north, and I thought that would deter them a little bit, but the daytime temperatures are a bit higher, and that helps a lot because swallows follow this invisible line of temperature. It's called the mean temperature, and it's 12 degrees C. That's the difference between the lowest temperature at night and the highest temperature in the day. And once it gets to 12 degrees, that average temperature, then you get lots of flying insects, and that's what feeds the swallows, in other words. But the reason I get excited is because they're tiny little birds. Imagine a kilo bag of sugar in your right hand, and in the other hand, to balance it, 36 swallows. That's how light they are. And even 40 swallows, once they arrive from the migration, they lose a lot of weight. So they start off right down in South Africa, probably about a month ago, 5,000 miles away, and fly northwards and come up through Africa, across the Sahara, about over 1,000 miles. And once they cross the Med, even southern Spain, which is part of their migration route, the climate there's changed. It's very dry, very arid, almost as though the Sahara itself is spreading northwards. So it's a difficult and hazardous journey for them, particularly if you get northerly winds over the Sahara coming down off the Alps. You can have this headwind and many of them don't make it.
So to find food, their fuel for the journey is becoming more difficult.
Exactly, because they can't do that, well, over a 1,000-mile journey from Senegal down south of the Sahara, sub-Saharan Africa, in other words, to get to Tunisia, which itself is quite hostile for them. They can't do that without feeding on the way. So if anything hazardous, like a dust storm, gets them, that will down them onto the desert floor. I've been down there. I've studied the migration route, and I'm just fascinated by this tiny bird with a brain smaller than a pea, and yet they come with incomplete pinpoint accuracy to the point where they were born in the stables behind us. That is, you know, why I love nature. It's full of surprises.
It's miraculous, isn't it? And there are just a very few birds have arrived so far, but these are the forerunners, aren't
they? Yes, they are, yes. So generally, most of the ones that are here are males, and you can tell the males, they have this long tail stream. It's quite a bit longer than the females. When you have the young swallows emerge, they have very short, stubby tails, so they're easy to tell, and they'll be getting on with it straight away. As soon as the first females arrive, they'll pair up, and you see these crazy sort of flying events around the farmyard at great speed, twisting and turning. And then you get flashes of that lovely blue-black on the back of them, the cream-coloured chest, the bright blood-red sort of gorge just under the chin. And when the sun's on them, if they're gathering mud in the farmyard, they actually reflect, and it's a beautiful sort of sheen on the plumage. So really attractive, sleek birds, kind of symbolise summer, and just love them to bits. So that's why I'm excited this morning. That's why you've got this huge smile. But why not? You know, that it's what this farm is now doing. It's sort of welcoming all the forms of wildlife, which I absolutely love. And you've just been spoiled. Is that the first one you've seen?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, had
first
to be
one
high.
Of this.
Yes.
Start of the season. Yes, I know you're very competitive on this.
No, not really, because wildlife kind of belongs to everybody, and I love sharing it, and yeah, I just share what I feel, if that's possible to say. And it's just something special that you know, the farm isn't just to produce food or get an income from it. It's much more than that, and you always feel you're a custodian of the countryside. And if I can leave it a little bit better than I found it, bearing in mind there were horses working here through my father's childhood, and I got a lovely picture of him ploughing with three horses and a two-furrow plough, and it's gone, you know, quite hostile in the environment, the way modern farming's developed and is still developing, and so they're often isn't much place and much room left for wildlife. And I'm doing the Norfolk motto. We're just looking down the hedge right beside us, and there's sparrows all the way down it.
Yes, maybe just one or two swallows so far, but there are dozens and dozens of sparrows living their best lives.
Oh,
there,
they are.
They?
Well, the scientific name is Passer domesticus, the domestic bird, and you won't really find the sparrows without some humans nearby, and the whole hedge is peppered with them. And anyway, it shows that you can change things, because I got down to just a single pair of sparrows about 30 years ago and decided to do something for them. Anyway, it's busy here at the farm. I can hear the blacksmith right behind us.
Got a horse getting a new set of shoes.
Yes, and the smoke coming off. They're hot shoes going on.
We've got all the sparrows. We've got the odd forerunner of hopefully a big population of swallows that are arriving. We've got beautiful blue skies, bit of sunshine. It's a bit cool though in the shadows, but really looking forward to this week's visit.
Excellent. Right, so we're heading straight off in the truck, so we're going to have to get a shift on. Come on, Matthew.